In August of 1883, a tornado hit southeastern Minnesota. It was a devastating event that caused a lot of damage to people and property. Out of that tragedy, though, a doctor and some nuns decided to work together to begin caring for those in need. What resulted is a place still very much a part of our world today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The year was 1883, and W.W. Mayo was living in Rochester, Minnesota. The role of examining surgeon for the Army during the Civil War had brought him there from the town of Le Sueur, where he had been practicing medicine. But it was a natural disaster that perhaps made Mayo's name so well recognized today.
There had been a tornado, and a lot of people were injured, and there were sisters, nuns, that wanted to start a hospital, and Dr. Mayo was the only doctor that they could recruit to help.
Becky Pollock shares the story from the W.W. Mayo House in Le Sueur, Minnesota. Helping found a hospital after that tornado was actually a very unusual step at the time.
Most doctors at the time thought that hospitals were just a place to die and they didn't want to participate in starting a hospital. So Dr. Mayo started that with the sisters.
Mayo's idea of bringing doctors together, a clinic where they could learn from each other and capitalize on the best of their combined skills, was the foundation of the well-known Mayo Clinic today. Dr. Mayo perhaps saw medicine in a different way than many of his peers at the time.
Dr. Mayo, he was pretty progressive for his time. He did not practice like bloodletting, which was a very common practice at the time. And we don't know what it was that stopped him from doing that since it was so common. So I think that he thought through things with his education background that allowed him to be pretty progressive in his practices.
Today, you can visit the home of Dr. Mayo in the small town of Le Sueur.
It's pretty small, however, very elegant for the time. So it has large front windows. Having a parlor was pretty prestigious at this time period, as well as an entryway. It has a very small entryway.
And interestingly, the next person to own Mayo's home might have begun something even more well-known than the Mayo Clinics. The identity of that owner is next time as we travel the countryside. In Le Sueur, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.